Welcome to the Norwegian Storyteller, a podcast with storytelling perspectives from the North, hosted by Line Constelli, pardon my new English. Working as a storyteller, I have always told other people's stories. Now I tell fragments of my own story. At the same time, I also give you perspectives I have gained from participating in other people's stories. I also encourage you to tell your own story, because I have seen that the world needs this. So what are we waiting for? Let's tell stories together. Follow this podcast for inspiration and talk with me and other storytellers at my Patreon.
Ableism. I just can't stop talking about it. After the last episode, I realized I have more to say. I was actually planning a feel-good episode about the pattern I have chosen on my logo, the Marius pattern, and then talk about some new fun facts and quirks about Norway. That would be fun, huh? Well, that episode can wait until next time, because I just can't leave the ableism subject, since there are so many people around the world that face discrimination only because they have a disability. This will never change if we don't talk about it, and we can never talk too much about it. So let's talk. In this episode, I will talk about some research that illustrates the differences between countries. There are so many different pros and cons across the borders. So let's learn from each other. Jan Grue, a Norwegian author and professor who was born with a muscle disorder and uses a wheelchair, has written a book. The book is has its title, Jeg lever et liv som ligner deres, translated into I live a life like yours, and it describes his own experiences. Hollywood actor Michael J. Fox has reviewed Jan Grue's book in the New York Times. Fox, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 30 years ago, identifies with Grue's perspective. Both authors share a common thread of resilience and a determination to live life fully despite their respective challenges. In this intersection of literary voices, Grue's memoir resonates with readers worldwide, bridging the gap between personal narratives and universal themes. Fox's acknowledgments underscores the power of storytelling to connect us all, regardless of our backgrounds or physical conditions. As I told you in the last episode, Norway is a welfare state and provides equal rights and free healthcare for everyone. It might surprise a lot of people, including Norwegians, when I say that ableism is a huge problem in our country. Actually, I think a lot of countries are ahead of us. According to researcher Ingmarie Lied, who has studied this on an international level, we have a relatively robust welfare state, but disability is often understood primarily as a health issue. Our understanding of how the workplace can discriminate against people with disabilities has not been challenged. Society has historically institutionalized disability, and until the 1990s, people with disabilities were not seamlessly integrated into everyday life in many places. It is normal to consider a person a burden, and it is taboo to talk about it. Until 2009, this was unregulated in Norway. It was actually no specific laws protecting against discrimination. In 2007, Norway signed the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which was later ratified in 2013. However, there remains a lack of widespread awareness that people with disabilities face discrimination in society. The medical perspective historically viewed disability as an individual problem, but this has gradually shifted toward a social understanding. Now we recognize that it's the society and environmental factors that create barriers and obstacles. The issue is multifaceted because there are numerous types of disabilities, each presenting unique challenges. Unfortunately, there is still insufficient recognition of these issues. People often attribute barriers faced by individuals with disabilities to bad luck or unintended oversight. Intentions are often given more weight than an understanding of what discrimination truly entails. For instance, if a wheelchair user encounters a building with only stairs leading to the main entrance, the typical reaction might be, "Oops, we didn't realize that." And then you don't see it as a structural problem. It's treated like an isolated incident. The consequence of this is that very few people in Norway define themselves as individuals with disabilities because they are shameful. It is not uncommon for people with invincible disabilities to hide it and not talk about it. Hiding a disability reduces the likelihood of differential treatment. Discrimination has huge consequences for the person that is not included. It takes away privileges like getting a well-paid job. This can lead to a situation where you can lose even more privileges, like not buying a proper home for your family and not going on vacations, etc. As long as these problems exist, people will continue hiding these problems. According to Inger Marie Lied, rights are actually stronger in countries like the United States than certain other European nations, such as Italy. There, individuals have better access to education and employment. Norway, on the other hand, have better welfare and improved access to healthcare services. Some countries take human rights in this field more seriously than Norway does. The 1991 Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, was inspired by American civil rights groups. It significantly improved disability rights in the United States. However, the welfare state in the US is less comprehensive, resulting in reducing access to assistance and aid. Class dynamics, economic factors, and social status play a role in shaping disability experiences. In summary, while Norway excels in welfare provisions, other countries prioritize different aspects of disability rights. By examining these global perspectives, we can work toward a more inclusive society that values the contributions of all individuals, regardless of ability.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember to follow me on Instagram. You're also invited to join the wonderful storytelling community we share at my Patreon. You will find the links in the description of this podcast. I'm the Norwegian Storyteller. Let's tell stories together.